Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U. We got a great show today. We got an old friend. He isn't really an old friend of ours.
He's not just an old person either.
He's an old, well, you're an aging guy. He's almost out of Hollywood, sadly. He's getting that old. No, he's a wonderful, the key component, the lead. On Silicon Valley, which I will
insist. I call it Silicon Valley.
I think that's wrong.
Is that wrong?
Thomas,
is that 100% wrong?
Yes. All right, Thomas, welcome. And
Thomas,
you're also in Captain Underpants.
Cappy Underpants.
Among other things, you were fantastic on Starburns production, Animals.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the Bebe episode.
What the hell were you whispering
in
the air?
I'm all rat all
what
day.
What were you whispering in the ear of the Bebe?
Just rat
rat
chants.
Talk. Rat chants.
Rat ritual.
But it sounded like another language.
Yeah. Dark rat ritual.
Dark rat ritual. I love that. So good on Silicon Valley. It is Cone, right?
Yeah, it's Cone. It's Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. There was one moment, and now, of course, I can't remember the wording.
There's no way I would remember the wording, even if it was my line and I had to learn it and then say it. The joke you said or the rip you said on somebody,
while you're sitting in the chair at the house, it was a joke about a coding joke. You're like, he probably thinks that coding is da 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 da. Do you know that ridiculous?
Yeah, it's probably like vSpec of our firefighters. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, 100 cc's of gigabytes.
Right, yes. And then you only made, and it was a joke that only made you laugh.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
As you were laughing at it and nobody else was, it was so fucking good.
Yeah, we got a lot of little Easter eggs for the dorks who watch the show.
Dork City is what they also thought of calling it, right?
Yeah, it was either, Silicon Valley, which is what it is now, or it was maybe going to be Dork City.
Dork City.
How has...
Population U.
Is Mike Judge... Is Mike Judge still have his imprints all over it? Is he...
Oh, yeah, he's smearing his grease all over there.
Smearing that Judge grease all over it? Because that is really...
Judge jizz.
Yeah, you want Judge jizz.
You want Judge jizz all over.
Which, by the way, how great would that be on like the
as
Playboy
a
channel?
Show?
On the Playboy channel.
Judge jizz. You are guilty.
Remove your briefs. It's time we take this verdict to climax. All rise. Daniel, how are you,
I'm
sir?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you?
We are great. We are about to embark upon a really nice run of wonderful guests, starting with this gentleman right here.
I thought you were going to say starting next week.
After this
one is a test.
It's a little dip. Blip on the radar. Nothing to be concerned. Don't worry. We got Tommy Cruise coming in next week. And after that, Chrissy Pratt.
I thought you were going to say Chris Evert.
And Chrissy Evert and Chrissy Evans. And Guy Christie.
And then
Chris Christie.
Chris
Christopherson.
Chris Christie.
Well, here's the deal about this show. And we've talked about
Lambert.
No, don't stop.
And Christopher Lambert, star of Highlander, the movie. And who played Raiden in Mortal Kombat.
Chrissy Reeves.
Chrissy Reeves is coming
back. Head of Chrissy Reeves.
Ooh, for this special Halloween edition.
It's Christacular. This show is, I think, in this world that we are living in, and it is just made painfully obvious recently that it is getting dumber. That is just the fact.
God, yes.
We live in dumb times.
It's true.
Where dumb people do dumb things and they don't care about it. So the only way to combat it is with humor.
Yeah, you need to hear people say, what the fuck was this guy thinking?
And we will try and figure that out.
Yeah, we do that a lot on
this
show.
We have a great improvisational comedy mind here. Mm. We're going to figure this thing out right now. And I know people have sent you stories, Dan, so let's jump into one.
Let's do one. Okay, here we go. This is perfect for what was this guy thinking. Sent in by, I want to say it right, Gillen. I think
Gillen. Hello there, I'm Gillen. I'm Gillen and I'm Kofroy.
Gillen. Gillen,
and I want you to say, tell me the story.
Zen the story.
Who keeps serving Gillen drinks? We've cut him off an hour
cut
ago.
Cut off, Gillen.
I'm not drunk. I'm asthmatic.
He just keeps walking in. I want to read you guys Gillen Borum's.
It's Gillen Borum.
Sounds like an old Jewish character.
I'm calling you out, you right cunt.
This is his bio. Again, this is all out of love because I loved it.
I love
it.
Gillen Borum.
Pronounced like the breathy part, or I think he went breathy. He's trying to go breathy. The breathy part of the fish plus the opposite of out. Gillen.
Gillen.
That's
Gillen.
What I just said, right?
Yeah, Gillen. Gillen. Yeah, but Gillen. He wants you to know. Gillen. His picture.
Without?
So the opposite
of out.
In.
Oh, okay.
Then he wrote, in the IT business,
mm-hmm.
known to be
fucks.
Funky like a monkey, but not to an absurd level. Friend now, question mark?
I love him. I'm in. I'm all in on Gillen Borum.
There's right. What I love
this
most.
This is just the guy. This is just...
Dude has girls lining.
I know.
Well, when you see his banner pic on his Twitter, it is an overly pixelated picture of Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Way to get that low res and blow that shit up, man. Are you sure you're in IT?
That works, right? That works.
Are you sure you're in tech?
He didn't realize how big
IT.
You know, you can Google image search and then like request large images.
No, not
Gillen.
Not Gillen.
Gillen, don't give us.
This is just the guy who sent the story in. Yes, this isn't even the story.
I haven't even told you his handle yet.
Which is?
At Gildozer.
Oh. That is, you know he's the Gildozer. Because he's plowing puss.
He's crushing that pig.
Puss.
Is this going to be a lot of like Florida man? Like, is this a lot of Florida man stories?
It does happen a lot. You'd be surprised how much he's also in Washington.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what happened today? Oh, I don't know. Nothing, I'm sure.
Ooh. Yeah.
Other than
very
surprised large
by
trials.
How much we don't get from Chicago.
Yeah. Because I think some states release their police blotter.
With a lot of details.
Yes. And others don't.
You lived in Chicago.
The Chicago police are known for their transparency. What are you talking about?
That is a political system that runs like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Greased. Yeah. Very greased.
Mm-hmm. Well-oiled.
I was for 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was there for like a decade.
Okay.
Absolutely loved it.
Look at that
doing,
face.
Shakespeare, happy. Right?
Not a fan.
Improvisational Shakespeare.
Improvisational Shakespeare. Yeah, that's been going on for like maybe 12 years now. And if you're ever in LA, you get yourself tickets because we do two shows a month at Largo at the Coronet.
I
didn't know that.
And you still participate in those?
Oh yeah, they're very special shows. They sell out very quickly. So you kind of I would subscribe to the Largo mailing list.
Do it.
That's awesome. Or the Shakespeare mailing list.
Does Shakespeare himself have a mailing list?
Yeah. He does, but there's actually a lot of people who write it. It's his name.
But we're
his
on it.
His handle is Globedozer.
Yeah.
All right, give it to us, Dan.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first line. It's almost too strange to be true.
Okay, so this is a reporter who's like,
you know what?
I've got
you
it.
You be the judge of that.
Yeah,
don't tell me what I think is going to be.
A drunk man passes out and goes for a ride on, that's very crucial to
a
this.
A llama.
On, no, the trunk of a stranger's car down a busy Memphis interstate. Neither the drunk man or the driver knew this was happening.
Okay. How are you?
I'm
going to
show you the picture.
This is why you always.
How do you not slip off?
How do you not see?
Oh,
drunk
when you
man?
See the photo, you
is
are.
He's covered in like syrup. It's very sticky,
guys.
Oh, that's why.
There it is.
He's duct tape on there.
He stayed on that car
how?
On an interstate. No one knows.
First,
and he did not wake up.
So he obviously
no. At any forward motion, you got to roll off. You got to roll off the bat.
There is
your
no
physics out of
when
here.
You are drunk. Inertia does not apply.
Yes,
there's a gravitational pull to this car. But so he clearly climbed onto it when it was parked somewhere, and then
fell
just
asleep.
Thought, here's a comfortable place to ret. To
it's not even the photos. That's like a short back sedan kind of thing. Like that's of all the automobiles,
like
so
a Cadillac.
Of,
it's amazing,
baby. A Cadillac
with one of those old like TV antennas in the back.
Yeah,
like
and
that's
even
blocking.
Then, on
yeah,
the side.
Even then you'd be like, I'm falling off of this. If dude, don't move. If you move your car, and that's we're talking about a huge. Like El Dorado, you'd be like, I can't stay on this.
So the person driving never looked through the rear
view. It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
This man.
That's the big thing because he's quite visible through the rear
He is literally
window.
Taking up the
level of drunk are you that you're like, I don't want to lay on the ground.
Who's drunker?
I'm
going
to lay on a trunk.
Well, let me just do this. Because I haven't read the story, but spoiler alert. There is no spoiler on this
spoiler
card.
And that spoiler would have kept you on. That's
yeah,
nice
that would have kept
lip
him on.
That you need. You can tuck right on into
what
that.
What kind
lip.
Of a car is it? Did they say what it is?
It's
was?
A Ford. I think it's a Ford Fusion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a Mitsubishi Eclipse, so there
now,
is no spoiler on
or Stealth.
Now,
Dodge Stealth.
I'm going to also, and they may talk about this, but this Johnny Ding Dong who's driving this thing that's, doesn't even look through the rear view.
He's
that's
probably,
bad practice.
We're going to get to it.
How are you not merging? When you get onto the highway.
Freeway, maybe he just likes to use the side jobs.
That's
you know
bold,
what I mean?
Get to
man.
It. Okay. He's lucky. Okay, they say it's amazing the man didn't fall off the car and get run over. No shit. Mm-hmm. He's lucky to say the least. The man crawled up on the back of the car with a trunk that is only about 14 inches wide.
That's what you were saying. Hatchback level.
That's 2 inches more than a foot.
What? Gillen, if you can do the math on that, that's 2 more than a foot. You're right, boss.
Gillen, it's all right, Gillen, it's time to go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We got it.
Gillen,
got
nobody it. Throws
Cut
me
him off.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, if you're this level of drunk where you're like, I'm not going to lay on the ground. Well, I'm not going to lay on the ground. I'm going to lay on this trunk.
This ground's too much space.
You're,
I can't deal with all that
passed,
open space.
That means you have passed that level of drunk where you think no one can see you. Do you know that level of drunk where somebody's like, nobody's going
to
see me do this?
If I just go to sleep, I'll disappear.
You're at the level of drunk where whatever idea you have is the best idea.
The best idea.
Here's the
it
best
could also
idea.
Be,
could be.
It could be not even ideas at that point. Yeah. You're just like... You're like worm survival. Mm-hmm. That's what. That's your level of thought. It's like I squidge here. Over here. I eat this dirt.
Right.
And if I get cut, I'll grow a new butt.
That's right. Worm survival kit.
Grow a new butt.
If I let me get let cut, you into the psyche of a worm, my friends.
If I get a cut, I get a new butt.
He was apparently curled up and passed out. Thankfully, MPD, Memphis Police Department officer, spotted him, but not before he went on a ride that he doesn't remember, and the ride and a ride the driver. We'll never forget.
Oh, no. Newspeak.
BBC News, Sierra Leone.
There's no way to describe it. It's unbelievable, is a quote from Carl Webb. Carl and his wife were leaving Barbecue Fest Thursday night in downtown Memphis.
Shocker.
That's on brand.
Fucking shocker.
That is on brand for Carl's everywhere. That is on
Memphis.
And their juniors. Yeah. That is on brand for on
you
brand
are
for
not
Memphis.
Gonna. They're not leaving a Renaissance Festival.
They had backed their car into a parking space at Carolina and Riverside. Add that to the DBT walking tour.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quote, we came down the aisle, walked right to the car, opened it up on both sides, and we got in the car. I love how he describes how one,
how a human
how one
would get into a car. Wait, we open up both doors.
I climbed
both
in
sides?
Through the driver's side because I like to squeeze past the steering
sure.
wheel.
I'm going to, can I say?
You can say anything.
I'm going to say this. I bet those guys immediately saw this dude on the back of the car and were like, oh, this will be funny.
Yeah.
Let's get in. We'll probably... You know,
he'll roll off.
Right, he'll roll off. Out. We'll laugh, right, and that'll be great. And then they're probably driving and losing it, laughing so hard that this guy is still on the back.
Can
of
I?
And then when the cops come, they're like, we're at barbecues.
What if this drunk guy is Spider-Man? Like, we don't believe in real Spider-Man, but
sure.
We
don't.
No, but if his hands could suction-y.
Yeah.
Or my original guess, he's got syrup hands.
Or just Edward Syrup Hands would have been a way better movie.
What about Bart?
Admit it.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe
hey guys,
sauce.
Lego my caro.
Oh God, kill me.
But just to confirm, it's a gravel parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing's been paved.
To me, even him falling, and they would just pull. Yeah.
Damn it. It could be grass. They could be getting off of grass.
With,
grass and gravel
with
combo.
Spray painted parking
lots.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so then he walks up, they get on both sides, they open the doors, they get in. It was dark out, and Carl's sunshade was stuck up in the rear window, so he couldn't see what was on his trunk.
Safe.
So that's his defense.
That's also very safe.
Yeah.
That
please
up.
Keep
that up.
I don't want to have full vision at all, especially at night after barbecue fest.
So this guy should get a ticket.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
there's something obstructing his view. Yeah, because I'm trying to think who's breaking the law on this. Aside from like public drunkenness, are there laws broken in this story?
First of all, the guy who climbed up on the car, he is not trying to drive.
No,
he is like,
he's trying to sleep.
He's trying to sleep.
My man
over there.
Oh my God, you guys!
This
last night,
this is Jeff Foxworthy bit.
If
go to sleep on the back of a car, you might be a redneck.
Last night, this is just a quick little side note because it was so... You know how many times things happen? You're doing comedy and you're the only person who's witnessing it. Mm-hmm. You don't get to share it with anybody.
Yeah.
Rory Scovel's in the new movie, Dean, and a group of us went to go see it. And then after the movie, Jay Larson and I are in the restroom, both using the urinals. And there is a man in the stall having a full, like, he is giving a report, like, his own account of the game to, like, Bleacher Report. And he's just on the phone going, I mean, this motherfucker Tyronn Lue, he gonna bring him out there and think they can win a game like... And he sounds like Stephen A. And he is ripping. And Larson and I are just looking at each other like, this is gold, man.
This is gold that he's just...
We leave 10 minutes later. We're standing outside in the lobby area. This guy comes out of the bathroom still on the phone, ripping LeBron.
Just stood there. But what if he was talking to no one and was just embarrassed about the sounds of his own shit? And he creates this fictitious monologue, which we all
he's
think
like, I better come out hot. Better come out with a hot take.
And
a
he's
hot
like, take. I know those guys are out there, they're so I got to continue the
continue
story.
The conversation. I mean, go right. And then Draymond's got five fouls.
He goes around the corner and he's just like, I fucking hate my life. Damn my IBS.
Damn IBS to hell.
After driving nearly all the way home, Carl was pulled over by police.
Mm-hmm.
The officer came up to his window and said, Mister, are you aware there's a body on your trunk?
A body.
Words that you never expect to have an officer say. Like, what did he think in his brain he was being pulled over for?
Yes, exactly.
Because you get pulled over, you're like, oh, here we go. Do I not have the plate? Yeah. Did I get the registration and all that
all
other
that
stuff?
All that barbecue sauce had Carl says, whiskey in it. Mm-hmm.
Carl
I'm
says,
drunk.
Quote, that did not register. When that's literally that did not register.
That didn't
register. He says there's a body. I'm like that don't register.
That don't register. Can we all maybe suggest that he's in a food coma right now too? Like,
sure,
moments where you can't post barbecue
fest.
If you overeat brisket,
nobody says I took it easy at barbecue fest.
No.
Nobody says, hey, you know what I did this year at barbecue fest?
I underate.
Yeah.
I really watched the old diet. I watched the cows.
The best part about barbecue fest is getting to exercise my restraint.
No one has ever said this phrase at barbecue fest. So I just walked away.
Yeah. I got my little celery stick and sniffed all the barbecues.
All I like to do is smell it. I like to take photographs of food rather than
what was your favorite meal at Barbecue Fest? Well, they had a nice Cobb salad.
Imagine the Piz friends that are still at Barbecue Fest being like, you guys see Neil? Where did he go?
He looked tired somewhere.
He looked really tired.
I told him go sleep it off.
I said, lay down, just relax. We'll pick you up.
I just walked around the parking lot twice and Neil's not out there.
He's not
he totally bailed on us. That's classic.
Where would he have gone? How far could Neil have gotten?
That's so Neil.
Classic Neil. Yeah. Classic.
That is so Raven.
By the way,
yes,
so Neil.
That's
so Neil.
So Carl says, that did not register with me.
Mm-mm.
He says, this is the cop, Mister, I'm not messing with you. There's a body on your trunk. So I got out, said Carl, walked around, and sure enough, there he was, still hanging on, still unconscious, just lying there. Mm-hmm. I have no explanation other than that little lip right there saved his life.
So he was holding on to the thing.
I don't know.
Because well, there's
no
like a little
idea.
Space.
There's
you know?
A little space between the back window? Windshield.
Yes. And like where the joint.
And where the trunk goes in. So maybe his hands were.
There's
hooked.
No way this guy's still passed out. To me, it's like when you open the door on your kids and they're pretending to be asleep.
He's pretending to be asleep.
He's pretending to be asleep.
You guys are
like,
squinted too hard.
Well, it's probably that drunken half sleep where you're like, you just are willing yourself to sleep, but that's you're not. But you're not in there. Like a weird passed out state.
It's like also, this like, car is moving.
I imagine the cop trying to wake him up, be like, buddy. Hey, he's like, fuck you guys, get the fuck away from me.
Right.
Hey, buddy, come on. No, we're getting up now. I'm
not
going here with you assholes.
Not now.
Trying to let me sleep. I told you I didn't want to go to this fest.
Not now.
He's sick. Buddy, we got to go. Let's go.
You're on a car.
You're on a car, asshole. Trying to wake me up.
It's that guy. It's that guy who doesn't know where he is, angry at the world.
Give me back the blanket.
What?
There's no blanket.
There is no blanket. I don't know what you're talking about.
The officer had to wake him up. Carl said the man was so drunk this guy wants to die. He started to stumble into traffic on the interstate. The officer grabbed him and pulled him back.
That is...
Let me go!
But how great is that if he survives the longest drive on the back of the trunk
and then walk two steps out into traffic, semi-truck.
Evaporate.
But lives.
Oh no, and then he turned into dust.
No,
dust.
He gets hit by a Mack truck and he's on the front grill for another 150 miles.
Yeah, he meat curled up.
You guys have all watched Brad Pitt get hit by cars in Meet Joe Black, right?
No.
He really got hit? Bradley Pitt?
No, yeah.
Bradley Pitt.
Bradley Pitt.
Are you on that close of a relationship with him?
Me and Bradley? Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Jesus. Some say too close. Let's just say really the lines get blurred.
I encourage everyone listening to this, when you get home, you get out of work or stop working. Watch. You're not working now. Yeah, stick with
no,
us.
No.
Watch. Just type in Meet Joe Black, Bradley Pitt hit by car. We'll watch it during the break. No, it is ridiculous. No, it is ridiculous.
And Thomas, you're huge and really good friends with Brad Cooper, right?
Yeah. I know all the Bradleys.
You call him Brad Cooper. And Brad Whitford, but you love Bradley Pitt. Yeah.
Fair enough. I have a Bradford in my life. I get it. The officer wakes him up, so drunk, almost stumbles in a tavern. Carl told us he's thankful for the officer's good work. Good job, man. Good job. It was just outstanding. Carl's trying to now distance himself. You found this guy. This was on you.
He's getting the car. So you guys got this one right now.
Just human barnacle. Good job. You think you're good. I'm going to ask you guys right now. How many miles did this guy ride on the back of the trunk of this Ford Fusion?
This is so great. Since you're the guest,
you can go first or last.
We're going to guess it.
I'll go first. Okay. I'll chalk it up. Uh-huh. What's a while?
They leave Barbecue Fest. They get out of the town that it's in, and they're on the interstate nearly home.
42 miles.
42 miles. You go 42 miles. Guinness Book of World Records had better call your ass.
Yeah, no, that's a record.
It's rural.
I think they went 7 miles.
7 miles from Randy Sklar.
I think they went 15 miles.
15 miles. One of you is within one.
Whoa!
43 or 41.
Yeah, no. We are not skipping over the fact that Thomas Miletich just added a whole new way to do the DJ air horn. It's the tradition. He went.
Well, it's mine is on one of those keyboards that has like the pitch bend thing, so you can like all that.
Oh my God, fictitious
jazzy air horn.
Fictitious pitch bend
on a 14-inch wide truck.
Mm-hmm. Trunk.
Carl drove this uninvited and unaware passenger 14 miles.
Oh!
Jason Sklar within one. The man was put into a cruiser, but there's no word on his identity or if he was charged with anything. We reached out to the Memphis Police Department to try and talk to the officer involved, but haven't heard back. I hope they just drove the guy home and was like,
okay,
hey,
buddy.
No one meant for any of this to happen.
I don't know what you would charge.
They should have put him on the back of the cruiser just to see if this works on all cars.
Put him on the back and see if we can drive him. That would be honestly, that would be the funniest thing ever. They put him on the back. They go right out of traffic. He rolls off and gets hit by a semi. Yeah.
14 miles, guys, on the interstate, going up to 70 miles per hour.
Asleep.
And you know he's just laying there with his eyes closed. We're like, stop. Stop driving.
It's also got to be chilly. I mean, even if it's hot.
Yes. You know? No, that's cold. That's very cold.
It's so windy, my goodness.
Memphis summer.
It's Memphis heat, man.
All the people at Carl was like, these assholes keep flashing their brights at me.
Yeah, I know.
Go around.
I'm going
70.
I just love that he gave these guys the greatest story that they'll ever have.
It's a gift.
Because no one died.
30 years now.
Remember that time that you didn't remember that you had a guy
get up at my side of the barbecue, man. You had that guy on the back of your dang car.
Remember that time?
Cop comes up, say, you got a body on the back of your car. I said, well, that doesn't register.
That don't register to me.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember.
What you're telling me right now doesn't register.
Hey, man, where are my keys, man? I don't see my keys. Did you check on your trunk?
Oh man. Everything always on the
it always
I,
do,
I also want to believe that the cops maybe put the sleepy guy in the drunk tank, and then in the morning they went to get him and he just wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, and magic. Like he's like a Green Mile ghost. Like,
yeah,
he's teaching everybody about
it. He was Della Reese and it was touched by an angel.
Yeah.
Did it exist?
Did he exist?
Meanwhile, people just being like, the fuck is Neil? Guys, I did another lap in the parking
lot. And turns out he's never been their friend.
Yeah, someone's like, wait, Neil? Neil Tyson? Neil Tyson burned down 20 years ago. You were talking to a ghost, friend.
Push in for rack focus and pull out as the dolly camera.
And Scott Bakula goes into some other box.
Yeah. I love it.
Yes,
I love
yes.
it. I love it.
CSI right. Memphis.
That's how we do it. CSI Memphis style. One story down.
Yes.
Four, books. Two, go.
Three, two more to go. Two more to go. Thomas Middleditch is with us. Daniel Van Kirk. This is Dumb People Town. Stick around for more antics and more trunk hilarity right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Sklar Brothers here with Daniel Van Kirk, Thomas
and Gillen Borum.
This is Dumb People Town. Go ahead, by the way, and take a minute if you haven't and rate and review this show on iTunes. Yes, you guys, we're almost up to 1,000 reviews, which is so great. Rate it, give it 5 stars. Tell us where you are in the population chain. Give us your best Jan Flotto, if you will. Give us your best Gillen Borum. if Gillen Borum hasn't rated this thing yet, I believe Gillen Borum has probably rated this thing. But yeah, please do that. It keeps us up in the top.
And join the Facebook page. It's really fun.
Yeah, dude, guys. Oh, man.
I said you were great in Animals. You've done so much great, Thomas, great animated stuff. My kids love Pen Zero Part-Time Hero. Love. I told you that last time. And that is a great show with really funny people on that show.
It's a very fun show.
Alfred Molina.
If you somehow happen to have Disney XD.
A lot of people
watch
do.
It.
We do.
It is. I watch that show with my kids, and it is hilarious. But speaking of, you did Captain Underpants. You're at the tippy top of that.
You and Crowleo.
Me and Crowleo. Me and my dear, dear, close personal friend Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah, you guys are tight. Yeah, yeah. Came from the same.
Yeah, we came from the same circle. He's a UCB guy.
How many times? Yeah. How many times does he just call you up and he's like, Thomas, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Because I really have nothing going on right now.
Well, he seeks my advice a lot. Like he gives me a, like, what would Tommy do?
Well, you guys, yes, and you guys have the same. The same Mercedes touring van.
Each of you,
and so you'll talk about that. That's a good common bond.
Well, we have a lot of. I mean, we play D&D together. It's like it's chill.
There's only too much in common.
Yeah.
It would only be a matter of time before you would be in a movie with Kevin Hart, just because Kevin Hart is in so many movies. He's now, we said this on stage, in movies that happened like 40 years ago. It's like, how is Kevin Hart in Kramer versus Kramer?
I don't know, but he's making that divorce hilarious.
He's making the divorce hilarious. He's a really funny dude.
He's funny. He's a sweet guy.
He's a nice guy too. That's awesome. And the movie is great.
Yeah, thanks.
And doing well and well loved. Wait, someone told us, is this true? I think I'm about to have been bullshitted, but did Charlie Kaufman do a rewrite of that script?
Oh my God. Is that true?
I don't know. Did he?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it's 100% true.
So he did it, and it's just like an adaptation where the Captain Underpants splits. There's a second one.
No, it's about him having to do the rewrite
of an animated movie about a kid's movie. I mean, so this thing goes off. You think you're taking your kids to a kid's movie, and then it just splinters off in another direction.
Yeah, and it also did an obscure form of animation. They did like rotoscoping or something like that.
Rotoscoping. With clip art.
Rotoscoped clip art.
That is
rotoscope clip art and just regular natural fruit.
Each character is like a
They're put against like natural backdrops. It's a fascinating form of animation. You got to see it. Damn it, watch it to support him.
Yeah,
watch it to support good people.
And Silicon Valley. We got a couple as we're recording this. I think we have what two.
This drops next week on the 13th. So the last Silicon Valley is the 26th. 25th, maybe?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say something like that.
Say something like that.
Let's agree to
that
agree.
This season is so dope, man. I'm loving it so much. Has it grown from season to season? I mean, you kind of get into it initially and you're like, oh shit, I'm a part of this amazing show with Mike Judge and all these other great people. But you really start to find your way. Anytime a show can go more than like 2 seasons and 3 seasons, and I feel like they really explore everybody.
Yeah, it's nice. It's kind of cool. I've never had that experience where you can play a character over the course of years. It's fun to see how it grows. And Zach says this, like, you don't want to lose the thing that makes everybody like that character. character, mm-hmm. but you also want to challenge it so he's not just always the one note.
His challenging of it, of his character, and the new things that come out with his character are ridiculous. But then they just immediately snap back. When he was doing, and I'm not going to give it away, but when he was doing the voice.
Chris Chambers? Yeah, yeah.
Is that his name? When he was like doing the voice of his supervisor on the phone, I started laughing out loud. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an amazing dude. Did he come up through?
He's improviser.
He's a UCB guy. Used to be New York.
Fucking phenomenal. So good, and with an energy that just, and he's great on playing house too. That should house.
But he's also very, very smart and a real empath. He's a very sweet guy, and he's a good friend to call when you have a trouble in your life.
Yeah, no, he seems like that, and I just his
and that comes through in the show actually too.
Yeah, which he's beautiful. He's less of a pushover and more confident and of cool course, than Jared, but yeah,
that energy that he plays in that show, I feel like again. Amidst
like the
that
house mother.
Mm-hmm. He's a little bit of a mother.
It's the house frau.
One of my favorite things on the show is like every scene you have with Andy Daly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like,
it's just getting more and more. He's just,
he's becoming so good at playing that sort of like lame, oblivious dork guy.
Like, I can't, I won't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actively won't hear you.
Yeah. And I'm just going to keep. Woman? I think that was one of the most recent episodes I had sex with a woman.
Yes, yes. He's just laughing. I don't think so. Great, just great, great stuff. And I hope it goes for a long, long time. It is really, I mean, tonally, it's so funny because I'm watching it. I'm like, God, this is really well written comedy and really well acted and well directed. But then at the same time, I'm like, there are moments when I'm like, this is such a great satire on the world we're living in right now. The fact that people are like, oh, I have all this technology, anything I need. I can watch everything on my phone and I can do all this. So all of those things to be attacking the front runners of how all that stuff then gets to the public to me is, I think, one of the best social commentaries. I mean, I'm a huge Idiocracy fan. So I'm like, he fucking nailed it. I mean, look what we're living in right now.
It is insane. Yeah. It is. You're like, oh yeah, that'll happen in 40 years, maybe.
Or it seems so high concept. It's like, yeah, I can see that. Like, yeah, dumb people breed like animals, and smart people don't at all. And that sounds so cut and dry and black and white that you're like, well, that's not really how it works. There's more nuance.
Right.
And then it's like, well, actually, no. It sort of feels exactly what it is.
Exactly. And then how it plays itself out is so well thought out, and it really works. And so in the same way that like, oh, we're making our lives easier and better, even as your character is going through all the things that your new thing is going to do, I'm like, I'm watching it going, okay, that's bad. That's bad. I saw a commercial the other day for a new the gold PS4, I think it was, or I don't
gotta
know.
Gotta get
it
gold. Though.
A new one. You gotta get the gold one. And it's all about like someone shooting, there's like a tennis ball machine shooting tennis balls out to an empty court, and like there's a hose on, but nobody's in the front yard on like a slip and slide. And everyone's gone from the pool, and it's like,
because they're indoors.
Go outside. It's time to go outside. It's summertime, and all these people are indoors playing. Like, I was like, that's not a good thing.
No,
that's actually the movie Wall-E.
Yeah, that's what that is.
that's
terrible.
Good.
I'm like, why are we celebrating this? I understand that maybe that's the end goal, is that you want people playing your device.
Or there was an ad for something where they're like, you can watch it on your phone at a party. And I'm like, why are you at the party?
Yeah.
The fuck are
who's
you
that
doing?
Weirdo over there?
Yeah, he's always on his phone. Don't bother him. He's watching his favorite show.
And don't touch him. He'll scream if you do that.
Yes. It's Gillen Bottom!
Yeah. Don't you fucking touch me, rat bastard. Fuck off me.
Get the fuck off me. I'm on my phone.
I'm watching my content program.
My favorite thing about your characterization is he's, every time you do it, he gets a little older.
A little more out of breath.
He's aging so rapidly. His liver.
Well, this guy, that voice is based off, there's this weird, it's like, I guess they're like Pikeys or whatever from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
They're like on they're on the online. They're Irish guys. And there's a series of these videos of them calling each other out. They're like bare knuckle fighters. And they're like, all right, Seamus, that's it. And one of the guys, really high-pitched voice, he's like, all right, you bastard. I call you out. That's it. You've been running your mouth around town. And, you know, Tuesday, we'll really get after it. And it's so weird. And then the other guy responds to him. And they're all these like, you know, Irish trailer trash.
Dude.
Yeah, and they're like just in, you know, tank tops, and like it's smack talk. Yeah. It's so Irish. There's a weird culture of that, or maybe just for like 6 months there was a good run of it. But
there's
YouTube,
like, there's
madness.
A politeness to it too. We're like, I'll let you talk.
It's civilized.
I'm gonna let you finish, and then when you're done finish, I got something I'm gonna interject, and you're not gonna like it.
Yeah. They're like gentlemen idiots.
Okay, you're through. Would you like to make another point?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready to do another one?
Let's do another one.
This was sent in by Luke Rasmussen. I got this one on. Oh, I have to say before we get into this story, really quick.
Luke Rasmussen. Mm.
I got sent so many times the story of a strip club in Florida where diarrhea took over the night and ruined everybody's sad time. Fake news, guys. I felt objected. So many great
townies
doing
the work, Dan.
Sent me that so many times that people are like, why did they never
Tell it's you fake news, guys. And then you verify?
No, I found out.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good
man. I found out. This okay. This was
so this do pass the test. These pass the investigation
even
test.
Some of them end up not passing it. We're not the best at fact checking, but we try.
We try.
Yeah.
And sometimes in our answer for if it does actually end up being fake news is the comedy's real.
Hey, look. No one's accusing you guys of being fake New York Times. Failing.
Thank you so much. This was sent in by Luke Rasmussen at
Rasmussen.
Rasquatch 53.
Creative.
Only been seen once.
Yeah,
only
man.
Been seen Watch once. Out.
Dude, you know him if he's right behind you, but other than that, that's too late, dude.
I saw the Rasquatch walking away one time in the woods.
Rasquatch 53. Yeah, I only saw his footprint.
Just caught a glimpse.
Dude, at the end of every party, he's like, Rasquatch out. And then he like
drops
his beer.
Oh, yeah, I was
going
to say, also,
beer.
He announces his entrance at every party. Rasquatch. He's coming in and going, Rasquatch.
When he's punching in. Punching out, man. He doesn't drive. He just walks into the shadows of the wilderness, dude.
Do you think when you need him to leave your party, you have to be like, go,
we
get out of here.
Here
anymore.
Get the torches. Get him out. Yeah,
nobody wants you here. You're not real, damn. You just recreate the end of Harry and the Hendersons every time you want him to leave. Go on.
Go.
We don't like you.
Just let's go.
Sad.
All right. This is a photo. That if I didn't read anything else, we could just do the photo. I'm also going to say this. This photo will definitely be used to promote some improv team at UCB at some day.
Excellent. The chuckle boners are like monkey toast
Look
friends.
At this. Okay.
That
it is a man.
That is a man mowing the lawn while
at least
tornado.
An F2 tornado.
That's got to be an F2.
At least an F2 is behind it.
Tell me that's photoshopped.
It is 100% real.
An excellent photo.
That is 100%. Well done. Can't you see this as being like?
And that's on the iPhone.
Taken with an iPhone. Listen 7. To me. I saw this photo and I thought of this show, and all I could think is that guy was mowing his lawn. Is his. Internal monologue against his wife who tells him that he never does anything
Most
around
wrong.
The house.
Oh, I don't ever do anything?
Yeah. All right, fine. Mm-hmm. Fine. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't ever do anything.
Yeah. Do it right
so
now,
you but, don't yeah. do anything.
But come on, bros. You see an F2 tornado, you're like, I got a good idea for a solid photo joke on this one. Quickly, I'm going to run, get the mower.
This is orchestrated.
Photo, and like the wife's like, I don't think this is a good idea.
Just focus it.
Yeah.
Do you have all of it?
Is it worth it? Yeah.
Get me in the corner. Don't do it landscape. She's like, I got it, but I don't think I got the top. Well, you got to do it again.
We should be in the basement.
No.
Just swirling around.
And then it ends up being a poster for We Be Chillin' at Harold Knight. A team called We Be Chillin'.
Yeah,
Harold Knight at UCB.
Or like,
photo.
F4 Improv.
Or in Tornado Incognito. A new sketch team.
A photo of a man mowing a lawn with a tornado swirling behind him has caused a storm on social media.
BBC News, Tel Aviv.
Cecilia Wessels snapped the picture of her husband.
Yep.
I've never seen this name before in my life. I'm going to do my best.
Her late husband.
In my life.
Theunis? Theunis.
Ah, yes. A proper ancient Roman name. Finally.
Theunis? What's his last name?
Maximus?
Wessels.
The Eunice Wessels,
the
Cairo.
The Eunice Wessels.
Eunice Wessels, Cairo.
Yeah. He's the God of the MOA.
The Eunice Wessels, chiropractor. Hello.
The Eunice Wessels, BBC News.
He's
Cairo.
Like, a lot of people know this Book of Acts. They had to draw straws to find out like who would replace Judas. It came down to Theunis and Matthias. Matthias got it. Yes. That's where my name comes from. So right.
Yeah, it's like Deep Cuts Bible.
There was a running back for the Cardinals named Otis Anderson, and then there was a fullback for the Cardinals, football Cardinals, when we were in St. Louis, called Theotis Brown. I'd never heard of Theotis.
Well, Theotis was like, is that Theotis? Is that Theotis that we were talking about?
Theotis
Brown.
So well, this Theunis is the reminds Eunice. Me of Theotis.
Is that the Eunice? Is that the Eunice? These are not
the
Eunice. Eunice.
This is not
the Eunice on Friday evening, as a twister passed by near their home. She said cutting the grass was on her husband's to-do list.
No.
You nailed it. Oh, you want me to do that now?
I don't get to my to-do list. Let me just show you how I get to my to-do list.
Here's what I love. She's as crazy as him. As he started the task, she went for a nap.
Who are these people?
There's a storm coming, folks.
Storm brewing.
Wessels said she was awoken by her 9-year-old daughter, who was upset that there was something like a tornado in the sky, but her father wouldn't come inside.
Well, at
imagine
least their parents.
That argument between a dad. Dad, I don't like it out here.
Do what I say, not what I do, sweetheart.
Yeah, he's just out there.
Doopy doopy doop.
Hey, I told you not to leave your toys out in the yard.
I would have been done with this.
Come out here. We're going to have a discussion right now.
I don't want to go out there, Dad. You come in here.
Get out here.
The sky's green, Dad.
Dorothy?
Love that movie. Have you seen The Wizard of Oz? It's pretty good.
Nah.
Oh, check it out.
I was doing up tunes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's from The Wizard of Oz.
Nah, it's one of my jams.
Nah, I think that is actually a tune.
No.
I'm going to have some of those sun chips later. There's
you can have
zero things you can do to stop me.
She said there's something like a tornado in the sky, but her father wouldn't come inside. I'm good, babe. The Eunice Wessels said the tornado was actually much farther away than it appears in the photo, and it was moving away from them. Do you guys know which direction?
There is no way you can tell what a direction. And by the way, a tornado just doesn't have one.
It changes directions. It's going in a circle, which means at any point it can
go anywhere.
Yes, it's not pointed in any
We're
direction.
We're fine. He's fine. I love it. He's fine.
Bill Paxton's still alive.
He's fine.
Oh, Jay.
He's fine. Oh.
Stay with us, Tony. Stay with us. Jay didn't mean it to be
here. Jay didn't mean it.
Why?
He's fine.
He's just a star of an HBO show who died. And,
he's fine. No. He's fine.
There's the Twister.
There. Well. Oh, I forgot it.
It's okay.
That's all right.
I like to think of this dad meeting for coffee at the McDonald's a couple days later. He goes, what'd you guys do during the tornado? You head into your basements? Mm-hmm. Mowed the lawn.
Yeah.
Mowed the lawn.
I got
sons
stuff
of bitches.
Done.
Yeah.
Tick things off the old to-do list.
He's just never like, letting it down. How, like,
yeah.
how
brave he carries around, he like, is. Brass balls that's now. Right. It's like, that's who I am.
Sets him on
Eunice.
The table.
Yeah. He's trying to, like, relive the ending of, what was that, Coen Brothers movie? There's a tornado.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, in the tornado at the end. Which Coen Brothers movie has a tornado?
Oh.
A simple
I'm
man.
A Jewish guy. Yeah, a simple man.
Here's the thing. I think that on his to-do list, it was mow lawn near tornado. Like, I think that whole thing was on the
mow
to-do
lawn.
And if that's it, then
incredible.
You can't argue with it.
He's either kind of, like, peculiar and like an odd duck type guy, or he's like
bravado.
A real funny wacky uncle, and he's like
or he's just got so much bravado. The only natural disaster out here is no one picked up their toys.
Yeah. And then that's an on purpose joke, and
purpose.
Like the wife is like, oh god, you are such the Eunice hard.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop.
The wife, the mother, she said, quote, I literally took the picture to show my mom and dad in South Africa. That's not where this takes place. Look, there's a tornado. And now everyone is like, why is your husband mowing the lawn? She didn't see that being. She
well,
just
I love that she's annoyed that people
foreground.
Are like concerned.
Surprised.
She's shocked that people are surprised.
Yeah. Right. And then she tries to say we're not crazy because, quote, our whole street, everyone was on their back patios taking pictures. Mm-mm. Yeah, but they weren't operating something
heavy
with
machinery.
A rotating blade mm-hmm.
with
while a
making
tornado.
A noise that would prohibit you from understanding how close a louder far away thing
you know
is.
That tornado
maybe,
hit me it sounded like a lawnmower
yeah
it sounded like a lawnmower coming through the yard when it took me out.
Maybe we are all pussies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just if we live in Tornado Alley, this is like yeah it's chill cool
this
go
is part
watch.
Of it.
Well, Theunis is originally from South Africa, and although they're not common there, he said he watched a TV program about storm chasers, so he's pretty familiar with them.
Yeah, yes. I'm an expert. I saw one show about storm chasers.
They've also, they usually chase those storms in self-made tanks.
Exactly, yes.
That they can then turn away and start driving the other direction. It's not like you can get on your lawnmower. It's not a riding mower. It's not like you can get on that thing and then just disappear in the other direction. You're walking dummy.
The tornado moved away and to the east, he said, luckily. It's much closer if you look at the photo, but it was really far away. Well, not really far, far away, but it was far away from us. Quote, and this is the best thing, I was keeping an eye on it.
Oh!
So it was like a toddler while he was trying to make dinner.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye
next
on it.
To a Bowie knife.
He's fine.
He's fine.
It's fine.
I'm going to ask you guys right now, we're going to play a quick little game. We don't get to play this one very often.
How far away was the tornado?
No.
47 miles.
We always play, when we do get to play, it's whose home state did this happen in? You are from Canada, correct?
Yes,
British so you Columbia. Can have the whole country.
Okay.
Did this happen in Illinois, Missouri, or Canada? Thomas, you get to go first or last again. Did it go, is it Missouri, Illinois, or Canada?
Missouri.
Okay, Missouri.
I think Missouri, too.
Missouri from Randy Sklar. Jason?
Not to be a bandwagon guy, but having grown up in Missouri and knowing that tornadoes come through there.
And these type of people?
Yes,
the
type of people. Like, I got to get the lawn mowed.
It's Missouri.
Are there really even any tornadoes in Illinois?
Yeah. We just had one go through my hometown 2 years ago, an F4.
Wow.
Through my hometown.
Yeah, I remember that, dude. That was crazy.
This happened in Alberta, Canada.
Ah!
What?
Yes!
No!
I didn't realize tornadoes went up that high.
I didn't
high.
Know either. I was about to be like, well, it's impossible because tornadoes don't happen in Canada. I'm the dumb.
You're the dumb.
You're the dumb.
And even if you were, you're in good company.
Wow.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I bet those people moved from South Africa to Canada to get away from everything. And then, booyah.
Yeah. When we come back, we have a final story that is so crazy. It was in the early running to be in our live show because I couldn't believe how ridiculous it is, but I wanted to use it today just to get it out for
you. Well, you're going to have to stick around to find that one out. And then a special voicemail when we come back. I'm very excited about it. Javier Bardem has left us a very good voicemail. So we'll enjoy
that
on the backside of this. Thomas Middleditch, Daniel Van Kirk, Jason Sklar. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more dumb people town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. What's your Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
No, I deleted it.
You took it off.
You did?
Yeah,
how come?
Yeah. It was like politicized, weaponized, and mean, and so I just didn't like it anymore.
I went through that too.
Yeah, I was never really a big Twittist anyway. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't figure it out. But then just lately, I just felt like it's like the worst thing.
I wonder if people hit you.
No,
up.
I've got a gram because it's less that. It's less angry.
Oh, yeah.
It's way less angry.
Yeah, Instagram has a lot less like political views and a lot more.
I also deleted my Facebook, too, because I wasn't on it, but it was just like, again, aggregating my data and inevitably to be used against me.
Yeah.
I'm not like Kumail, who can sum up the political climate in hilarious 140 characters. Mm-hmm. I would just get mad and then contribute to it. And so I was just outputting mad and inputting mad.
So it was taking your life and bringing it down a notch.
Every time it was like looking, it was like Frodo with the ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be tempted to do it. And every time I'd do it, I'd be like, and then ring rates. And then I pull it off and they'd be like, oh God, why did I do that? So why? What? You know what the great part about that and trolls and all this like stuff, as soon as you turn it off, guess
they go
what,
away. They're gone, baby.
Away.
They disappear.
Yeah. So and it actually takes the power away from them as well. So
I love Graham because the people I follow on Instagram, I'm like, this is how you guys are seeing the world. They're like friends of mine and people who I really admire and love. I'm like, oh, this is how you visually are seeing your world right now.
Do we follow Thomas on?
No, I don't.
On
like
Instagram, it's at Tom Beany, TOMBINI.
Okay. Let's get into it.
And you get a lot of like silly videos, and then every so often you'll have to bear my environmental activism, but that's rare, so
I
don't worry.
I can totally bear that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Some people can't. I go through those comments,
I'm
and you'd be
sure
surprised.
You do.
Some people
that's
can't.
The good thing about Instagram, you can turn off comments.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And you can
delete comments.
Anytime I get a
message that starts with "Hey, stick to," I'm like, "Nope."
The back of this hood.
Yeah, stick to the back of this hood for the next 14 miles. Yeah. You drunk idiot.
You want to do this one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Sent in by, well, it says ELO, but I don't want ELO is what I would
prefer. ELO, baby. Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynn, fan of the show.
Person X7, kind of sounds like a Marvel character. Mm-hmm. Person 2Ns, EX7.
Or person competitive
X
eater.
7.
Person X.
Sex toys.
I'm already in.
Come in all shapes and sizes. But Netherlands-based designer.
Say that
Mark
three times fast.
Sturkenboom.
Yeah, but
you can't get more Netherlands-based and designing than Sturkenboom.
Bring the boom. Bring the Sturkenboom. While you read someone's name, that if you named someone that in like an improv scene, they'd be like, stop
it.
Just do a real name.
Yeah.
But I feel like a Sturkenboom is like a weird sexual move where you grab someone's penis and punch them really hard in the back.
Yeah.
Like Sturkenboom. She gave
what
him
was
a
the
she
first
loved
name? Boom. Alex?
Mark.
Mark Sturkenboom.
Mark Sturkenboom.
Mark Sturkenboom.
Yeah, that's like he's like a CEO of a fake Scandinavian company in a sketch.
Architecture firm, yes.
Yeah. We need a boss name.
Yeah.
So Mark Sturkenboom. Yeah, like whatever. Sure.
Or someone else is like, how are we doing on the Sturkenboom account? Are we good on the Sturkenboom? Yeah. Have you built the plans yet for the Sturkenboom account?
Oh, honey, sweetie, I couldn't. I got to stay up late for the Sturkenboom account.
I'd love to meet your parents, but
Sturkenboom! He is bringing his sex toy to a whole new level of
weird. What in the world is
weird.
Sturkenboom working on? That is something that people say a lot.
A whole new level of weird sex toys.
Is this an element of My Dad Wrote a Porno and Belinda Blumenthal's Adventures?
Yes. The device called 21 Grams.
Oh, boy.
Is 21 quote. Grams.
That's also the movie of a really intense Sean Penn drug movie.
Yeah. I know.
Benicio del Toro, was he in that?
His next sex toy is called Requiem for a Dream.
Rectum for a Dream.
Rectum for a Dream.
Which may be the name of the episode. Rectum for a Dream.
To such a beautiful part of that film.
So beautiful. You live for that part. You wait for that part. And then that's when you know life matters.
Mm-hmm. By the end, I was like, this is the greatest anti-drug commercial I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
24-hour...
laughing my ass off.
24-hour farty people.
Don't stop, man.
Yeah, you really married sex toy with that, because farting is
well,
just
some people
so
like
sexy.
When you fart
oh, no,
in my
cake
mouth.
Farts. Yeah, cake farts.
Hey, cake farts.
That's real fun. Yo, you'd love it if you like the folds of the internet.
Cake farts.
Yeah, Google cake farts. It's like
people farting on birthday cakes.
Pretty girls farting on cakes. So fucking weird. It's just, you know, it's
farting
gotta
out
really
candles.
Work. You got to really,
are they
really
out.
No,
candles?
They just sit on it and fart, and like it just fart in fucking cakes. You got to really work for optimism in this life,
I mean, then
so easily can that just evaporate,
yep.
And you just end up sounding like John B. McLemore from S Town, being like, "Putin, kill us, get it over with, press the button."
Wait. We talk about climate change. We're talking about
good
cake
God.
Farts. Good God.
Yeah. God,
come on, Miss.
Yeah,
Boku money.
We talk about climate.
I mean, money.
I just looked over at him and I just wanted to kiss him right in the belly. I just wanted to kiss him right there. I just wanted to tell him I wanted to kiss him. I didn't want to kiss him. I just wanted to tell him, and then I wanted to figure out a way that I could calibrate my breath when I talk. Because when I talk, it just kind of goes all out. I just can't do it.
I love that emphasis.
I mean, one time we both farted on a cake, and it was one of the sweetest things. While I read to him, Brokeback Mountain.
Do you remember who turned you on to fart cakes? Cake farts?
Do you remember that moment your life changed?
That's got to be... That's just you shopping for a birthday cake and then boom, it's cake farts.
I still go to, and I don't want to consider this a plug, because I actually think it's like a website that is... You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. But I still go to the same site I go to. I went to it as a teenager. Like, I still go to E-Mom's World, which is like a haven of racists and assholes. Like, it's
awful.
They're terrible.
Awful. Ooh, awful.
It's terrible. I don't. I hate that I give them traffic, but they manage. They get weird videos sometimes.
Cake farts.
Well,
but I don't like. Don't go to E-Mom's World.
Don't
go. Give me another site. Where can I go to my site?
Cake
I don't
farts.
Cakefarts.org.
I also go, and this is PBS. Real dark. Can I talk about a dark?
No,
a
yes, please.
Please.
efucked.com.
What's efucked.com?
Now, don't go in there every day because it'll suck you. It'll suck you.
You go in and you go under is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's like E-F-U-K-T. But it's like, you want to just say, oh, it's just like porn bloopers and like something weird happened and they all laugh.
No.
But it's way darker.
Yeah, it gets really dark.
People emotionally breaking down, gross stuff happening. you go there to be like,
there's
I
like
see.
Faces of death level stuffs on there.
Yeah. I mean, it's not death, but it's like that type of thing where you're like, oh,
this
can't
guy
unsee
fell off
that.
His motorcycle. Don't click on it.
Yeah.
Don't click on it.
I'm like, this is, there's always a moment with the internet where you're like, I could see something that will haunt me forever.
Yeah.
Like I'm literally one click away from seeing something that will make me not sleep for the next 10 years.
But
you can ride the high of a porn blooper for like 2 days.
Oh yeah, there's been some real funny stuff in there. I mean, that girl orgasms real weird. Why does she do it like that?
Why does she hiccup?
And
when
then
it
the
happens?
Next video is someone crying, saying it reminds her of her molestation experience. Great. Oh god, that went back to back. Come on, Putin, press the button.
You just
back
got it.
To back.
I mean, we talk about climate.
You ready to get into
this? I still feel bad, like the guilt of like semi promoting e-bombs for this thing.
Let's promote. S-Town then instead. Okay. Yeah.
Here we go. You guys don't even know what this is.
No. I have no idea.
This is sex.
I'm thinking
toy.
Cake farts.
The device called 21 Grams, not the movie, is, quote, a memory box that allows a widow to go back to the intimate memories of a lost loved one.
What?
According to Sturkenboom's website, it's just that this, quote, memory box happens to be a dildo. This glass urn allows you to place your loved one's ashes inside.
What?
21 grams of ashes, to be precise.
21 grams of ashes is maybe one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs.
Guys,
the fact
here's
that he's saying that in Folsom Prison.
Mm-hmm.
So you.
It's an elderly
one. Oh, it's an elderly one.
After your deceased is cremated, you put them into the dildo. Glass dildo.
And then you insert them inside of you.
You recreate your intimate memories with that person.
Wow.
And I don't know, why do we have to say wife? There's husbands of husbands who could miss their husband.
Husbands could miss their husband and just throw it on in.
We're
confirmed on the science that memories are transferred into ashes, and that 100%. The only way to take them in is through your anus
through
or the vagina.
Yeah. Anus or the vagina. Any hole will work.
Yeah,
or
any
mouth.
Hole. Any hole that'll fit that glass.
Here
dedo.
Comes the Sturkenboom.
Here's what you get. This is the memory box.
Fuck off. Describe look how medical that looks.
Wow. Okay. So
for the listener
Jesus
who has not
Christ.
Gone to the Facebook page yet to see it, this will all
when
be up on the
fully
Facebook
closed,
page.
It, when fully closed up, it probably looks like a briefcase full of cash.
It looks like a little like a jewelry box with a spinning like ballerina deal. When
right.
It's, when
you
it's,
open it up and inside
is a dildo.
Golden,
filled with your dead husband.
Golden bottom dildo.
There's
filled
a gold.
With,
it's there's a gold chamber within the dildo.
Yeah.
There's a glass dildo. That's the chamber.
The
and
carrying
there's an
case.
Anti-chamber.
They're carrying case.
So the glass.
So you definitely want to be sticking something that could shatter in your vagina.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Always.
Or if you, again, if you've seen One Guy, One Cup, you'll agree. You want to be sticking glass things up your butthole.
Efucked.org.
Sturkenboom. I won't apologize for me knowing the dark corners.
I mean, this is
that's okay. You gotta get your darkness out. It's you got rid of Twitter.
You have definitely traversed the dark net.
Sturkenboom is serious about how this object should be used. He suggests bringing nostalgic moments into the act, like your lover's perfume and their favorite music, which will, quote, open a window to go back to the moments of love and intimacy.
I think the idea for this is incredible.
Because
you always want to look back instead of looking forward.
This is this is sold on the same website where actual snake oil is sold.
What was snakeoil.com? What was it used for?
To attract snakes?
To do anything. I mean, that's the whole thing. Snake oil will cure whatever.
Right. The case has a scent diffuser and also functions as an amplifier. You can place your iPhone inside and let music play through the forget-me-not flowers, which are the little speakers, on the sides of the box. The box has a lock, so no one else can sleep with your dead lover's ashes.
Now listen.
Oh, because
would you assume someone
else would be
wants
like,
to.
What? But what are the ashes that assumes that you're good about putting it away? The one thing after people orgasm that they like to do immediately is
make sure they lock everything
back where they lock it away.
So you guys might not notice, but there is a little like perfume thing here that you can put whatever cologne or perfume that person wore.
I mean, the good news is that if you are someone who, while you have sex, you are crying a lot. This is not
two birds, one stone.
Can I ask?
Two birds, one
stone. Is this a release?
Two birds, one cup.
Two birds, one glass dildo. Is there? Is this released?
Full released.
Are there customer reviews?
Yeah, there have to be.
I would love to read 1 ounce of user feedback. Anyone being like, hey, had a great time, totally worked.
Yeah,
exactly. Or another person being like, I thought it would, and it didn't. What the heck?
We have created a safe place in our town.
You call it the Sturk and Boom. I call it every Thursday night.
Yeah. People are not mean on the Facebook page. I haven't said this before, but I'll say it now. If anybody is ever mean or harasses anybody or does something, I will block that person.
We're going out of here, baby.
Instantly. And for those of you who haven't realized yet,
we'll middle ditch you.
I read every single comment of every single post.
Yes.
So I know what's happening.
We know.
And I'm
going
to say this. Safe place. If anybody out here in Dumb People Town
wants to try this
Or has tried,
it and give us their review.
So first you need access to some ashes.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can't say that you try it and just put fucking rocks in there.
First you get, you know what the old
phrase. Full-blown ashes. It doesn't have to be your ex-lover.
Could
just
be a
as
pet.
Long as
could be a dead pet.
It could be a dead pet as long as you get their memories.
All we are is dust in the vagina.
So I fuck my dead pet's ashes and I just got memories of like chasing bones and humping my stuffed animal.
First you get the ashes, then you get the dildo.
Thomas, you don't understand. We had a story about a guy who pulled over because he was going to shit his pants and then was close enough to the woods that he decided I'd rather just shit by the side of the road than throw my shit into the woods.
Okay.
And we have people in Double Town who know where that stop is, where
drove
that guy went.
To that stop.
Oh,
we did a recent episode where two people had sex 10 feet from the door to a Mexican restaurant, and a guy yesterday posted on the Facebook page saying, if I had listened to this before we went to dinner last night, we would have gone to this restaurant instead. I would have begged my wife. So people...
someone will get this.
We got
so
boots
on the
ground.
Maybe my E-bombs plug and E-fucking plug are actually...
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people may benefit.
All the comments to weird shit is going to say Thomas Milditch sent me here.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
I'm here thanks to Tommy Milditch.
Yeah. Quick shout out to my boy.
Who brought me here.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Oh. Thus proving as well. I mean, I wonder what he tells his Sturkenbooms, tells his like parents, friends,
what
does.
What he's up to?
Yeah. $10. 10 human dollars, says Sturkenboom, probably looks like fucking Tommy Wiseau. Like he's gonna look weird. Like, oh yes, I've got a dildo.
Why are both of his eyes wandering? What is going on? Shouldn't one of them be fixed on me?
Oh, I didn't expect all his face to be melted off.
Here's a little bit more explanation. It just so happens that 21 grams is popularly and erroneously thought of as the weight of the soul when it leaves the body upon death, which is hence the name. According to experiments performed by a doctor at the beginning of the 20th century. Yeah, those are great. Medical hasn't advanced at all.
Beginning of the 20th century.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Nothing's changed since the TV show The Nick came out.
The Nick. Yeah, we all remember that.
Yeah.
It was later the name, 21 grams, was later the name of a 2003 movie starring Sean Penn.
Yes.
But Sturkenboom doesn't seem to be referencing either of these cultural touchstones. So they're saying he's not saying it has anything to do with the theory.
So then I'm curious.
What does 21 grams mean to him?
I guess. I don't know. According to Metro, Sturkenboom dreamed up the sex toy after noticing that an old woman that he assists with her groceries. Mm-mm. That's actually pretty nice of him.
Oh, he's assisting her with the groceries and then thinking about how she needs to get fucked by a dildo?
Well, she kept an urn containing the remains of her late husband.
We got to do something with that.
He felt that did not reflect the way she spoke so lovingly. Imagine the day he sets down her milk, whole milk.
I have something
says,
for you.
Yeah.
I got something for
Mrs.
you.
Mrs. Fliegenflugen.
I know that you miss your husband a lot.
And I know you a freak.
And you wishing he was here right now.
I know you a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. So
this.
I done got you this.
I mean, the idea of talking about anything sexual with someone
older woman you carry groceries
like an 80
for.
Or 90 year old person
that
is,
you're not
that's
even,
like a hurdle to overcome.
I hope she loved
it.
I hope she was so thrilled.
Why, thank you. I'll use it tonight.
And he put a dock in for the iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, he thought of wait, if that it's for elderly
the,
people, there's
that'd be the hardest thing in the world to make.
He's
all these calls.
Gotta be droid.
I don't know how to turn on. Well, how do you put the volume?
You need a Cricket phone for that.
She just keeps. How do I turn this to CBS? We used to do it to CBS.
Oh God.
She says she spoke so lovingly, so he wanted to have something that reflected that love.
Her response was total silence.
Yes, she died.
She died. She had a brain aneurysm.
And now he uses one with her ashes in it.
Oh, double.
In the same period, I read an article about Windows taboos and sex and intimacy, and then I thought to myself, can I combine these themes to make an object that is about love and missing and intimacy?
Looking for an angle.
Hopefully, that was all one sentence. Quick $10,000.
Funny you should say that.
I love that.
I'm going to ask you guys now to close out the stories on this week's episode.
They're amazing.
How much does the dildo urn cost? Okay, now I'm going to tell you
there's
this.
There's a lot there,
it's
though.
Made out of the following material.
Okay.
Compressed wood. Mm-hmm. Mouth blown.
Yeah, it is made out of compressed wood. My wood.
Mouth blown glass.
Mouth blown.
Rubber.
Hello.
14-karat gold-plated brass.
Yep. Okay.
A golden pendant and key necklace comes with it that you can wear the key to the 21-gram box. Right.
Sturkenboom is not a good guy. Sturkenboom is a bad dude.
The necklace slash pendant.
This is like here, their version of Oppenheimer. Like their Oppenheimer is Sturkenboom.
Yes.
Oppenheimer created the bomb. This guy created the sting is singing.
Can also be personalized.
Oh, it's naturally.
Naturally. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys now. Thomas, you can go first or you can go last.
I'll continue the tradition.
How much does one of these 21 grams boxes cost? You're playing an iPhone on it. It's got a diffuser for perfume.
It doesn't come
perfume.
With an iPhone, though. It just comes with iPhone gold access.
It's gold plated. It's compressed gold. Wood.
I'm going to say $2,500
from Thomas Miletich.
Yeah, he wants to make money off this thing. I think it's $3,000.
$3,000.
Oh, if we're, go $1, man. We could be over.
No. You're allowed to be over. It's closest to it. I'll say $1,000.
$1,000. The cost of the 21 gram.
This grief exploiter fucking dark grief soul.
Grief exploiter.
Although, but I will say, if somebody who listens to this who wants to do it, more power to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm. We will not contribute to that experiment in any way.
No, we'd love to hear your reviews, though.
Definitely. Please review.
Okay, everybody at home or at work not doing your job right now and hanging out with us in Dumb People Town, make your guess. The total cost of the dildo urn is...
$8,700.
Whoa. Yeah. Randy. Wow. Going Randy. Up top with $3,000.
Listen, I guess the only thing is if you are cremating your loved one, you aren't buying an expensive coffin.
Yeah, so this plot of land, so you save all that money to fuck them.
You can't fuck yourself with a coffin.
No. Yeah,
we've said that many times on
here. You can hump a coffin.
You can't plug an iPhone into a coffin. I'll just be honest with you right there.
Not that model. You're
not
affording.
Not that model. I can't wait to share these photos of this thing on the Facebook page.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Passes it to the man, and Sturkenboom goes to dynamite.
All right, so, he killed that one. All right, as we mentioned before, Javier Bardem has left us a voicemail.
He's an inventor in some way.
Yeah, he loves to always give us ideas, but they typically are of things...
Products that already exist.
That already exist, so let's take a listen.
Ron Dion Justin, this is Javier Bardem. I'm calling you because I have some important announcement to make to you, and I want you to announce this on this Dumb People Town. I'm going to be wearing this makeup that I've been wearing from Pirates of the Caribbean. This makeup makes my face feel young and it's alive. It looks like boogers have hardened over my face, but it's actually like a type of yogurt, and Penelope used to enjoy when I use a yogurt mask. And so now I'm going to be wearing this, and I didn't want to alarm you, but I'm going to be wearing this type of mask all the time. The same makeup that I wear from Pirates of the Caribbean, I will be wearing in this, and I think you will enjoy it. But what's most important to me is that I'm calling you with a pitch once again about an item, a device that I think will take over the market and compete with most of the things that Ronco sells. It's called, basically it's a grill. It's a portable electric grill that you can put in your apartment, in your dormitory, and inside your home. And you can cook meats on it, and it gets rid of all the fat. And I'm calling it the George Fraser grill. George Fraser Grill. And I picked this name because I have a friend named George Fraser that I went to the Meisner School with, and he's fallen on hard times, but hopefully the SAG pension will kick in, but he has not been paying into it for some years. But George Fraser Electric Fat Burning Grill is the name of it. George Fraser Grill. Anyway, I hope you guys are all right. If you got also, I think, Jason, you still owe me $22 for when we were watching the Capitol Fire.
I think that already exists.
Number yeah, that's one. A thing.
I love how generous Bardem is in terms of wanting to give us ideas, yeah. But I feel like we will get sued. At some point, he's going to come up with the Sturken Boom.
He's going to be like, 21 grams? The 21 grams.
Yeah, but he's going to hit
as a person who lived large portions of my life making all of my food primarily on a George Foreman grill, I don't want to be the one to break it to him.
You could do a George Fraser grill. All right, we'll figure that out. Thomas Middleditch, dude, thank you so much for dropping by Dumb People Town. I feel like you have an open invite, my friend.
Hey, cowabunga, guys.
Cowabunga, hey, that's how we do it. We have a couple episodes of Silicon Valley left, so check that out. Go take your kids or go yourself to see Captain Underpants.
Yes.
Guys, you will love 84%
that. 84% on Rotten
Tomatoes. Look at that.
It's great, a very fun time, and it's like it ends up being very funny and ends very exciting. It's like a fun, silly superhero movie.
I love it, and I can't wait to take my girls to see that. Guys, Dumb People Town, thank you for all of you who have signed up for the Facebook page. Rate and review this. We really appreciate that. And holy shit, we got to get back to work. Get to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb.